The majority of pupils, over 90%, go to state schools. These make no charge to parents. In most areas, children aged 5 to 10 attend primary schools and move on to secondary schools at 11 for education up to the age of 16 or beyond. Primary schools usually have both girls and boys as pupils. Secondary schools may be either single-sex or co-educational. About 7% of pupils in England attend independent schools, of which there are around 2,270. In Scotland, around 4% of pupils go to independent schools, of which there are around 114. Independent schools are not funded by the state. They obtain most of their finances from fees paid by parents and income from investments. Some of the larger independent schools are known as public schools. Most boarding schools are independent schools. Pupils aged 5 to 11 study English, mathematics, science, design and technology, history, geography, art, music and physical education. Pupils aged 11 to 16 study all these subjects plus a modern foreign language. Pupils aged 14 to 16 must study English, mathematics, science, physical education, technology, and a modern foreign language. This gives pupils more choice and the opportunity to pursue further vocational courses if they wish. All pupils in their last year of compulsory education have the opportunity to undertake a period of work experience. During a placement, they carry out particular jobs in much the same way as regular employees. There are also increasing opportunities to undertake more work-related learning in the final 2 years of compulsory schooling. General Educational Qualifications. GCSE means General Certificate of Secondary Education. GCA level means General Certificate of Education Advanced Level. AS means Advanced Supplementary Examinations. Normally taken at age 15 to 16, GCSE can be taken in a wide range of subjects. Pupils are tested by the assessment of work during the course and examinations at the end of the course. Passes are graded from A to G, A being the highest grade. GCE A levels are the main academic qualification for entry to higher education and are normally taken by pupils at age 18 or over. They are tested mainly by examination at the end of the course. GCE AS level examinations are the same standard as GCE A levels, but each examination covers less content. These tests were introduced in 1987 to allow GCE A level students to take more subjects and to increase the scope of their education. Further education. Young people who decide to stay on in education at the age of 16 usually move into further education. The majority of students, however, are adults studying part-time. A large proportion of young people, about one-third in England and Wales, and almost half in Scotland, continue in education at a more advanced level beyond the age of 18. This higher education sector provides a variety of courses up to degree and postgraduate degree level and carries out research. Increasingly, the sector is also catering for older students. Over 50% of students are now aged over 25 and many study part-time. The Open University. The Open University provides part-time higher education opportunities through open and distance learning. Its continuing education program offers courses for adults in a wide range of disciplines, including management and other professional development courses. Young people beyond compulsory school age who do not continue in school or further education have access to work-based training. Television. There are 4 national channels in the UK, BBC One, BBC Two, ITV and Channel 4, and Channel 5, which recently started and has limited coverage. BBC is supported by TV license fees. There is no advertising, but anyone who has a TV must pay the annual TV license fee. ITV and Channel 4 are independent channels, funded by advertising. Both satellite TV and cable TV are expanding rapidly. The competition is getting very hot. Some popular sports are now only available on Sky Satellite, CATV.